The word percussion comes from the Latin word percussionum, meaning to strike. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, playing percussion in an orchestra requires rhythm, musicality, and physical grace.
Percussion instruments can keep the beat, but they also add color. Angela Zader Nelson is the Philadelphia Orchestra's associate principal timpani and a member of its percussion section.
A single cymbal crash or a single triangle note, that's not adding any rhythm, it's just adding a splash of color. You need to make sure that note is absolutely perfectly on time and the perfect sound.
Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, written in 1944, uses bass drum, cymbals, snare drum, suspended cymbals, tam-tam, which is a big gong, tambourine, triangle, and wood blocks.
A lot of rhythmic elements, especially in the snare drum, but a lot of color going on with bass drum, a lot of highlights from cymbals.
Percussion players make hundreds of choices, even in striking a bass drum.
Where on the bass drum will we play a little more towards the rim for different sounds? Will it have a thinner sound, a deeper sound? Also our stroke, are we going to make a staccato sound and dampen the bass drum?
There's also a theatrical element, especially when a musician must move between instruments. It's all, she says, part of the fun.
Figuring out the puzzle of where to go next and how to get there, we're trying to be graceful.
With composers continuing to incorporate new sounds into their music, today there are hundreds of percussive instruments to be learned and played.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.